The New Year. It was New Year's Eve, and Maurice was fast asleep in his bed. Suddenly, there was a knock on his window. He winced.
Hey, Maurice! Come out with me! Come on! Wake up!
But it is not even day yet, and it is so cold outside.
Oh, it is nearing dawn already, and we have lots of work to do.
Work? Who are you? And what work do you want me to do at this hour?
I am the New Year, and I have brought blessings for everyone. But I am too little to pull the cart by myself. Won't you come and help me?
I am so warm and cozy in my bed, and sleepy too. What do we have to go at this hour? Can't we wait till morning comes on properly?
I promise you, if you come with me now, you will feel happier than you have ever felt before. Please come with me.
Fine.
Maurice quickly got dressed and went out of his house to where the little New Year was waiting.
Hey, nice cart. It reads love and kindness. That feels good.
Oh, just come with me and it will feel so much better. Would you please help me pull the cart?
Sure.
So the New Year gave Maurice one of the ropes to help him pull the cart, and together they walked up the street through the snow to reach Joe's house.
That is Joe's house. He works in our garden. He does not have any children. In fact, he does not have any family. Why are we going there?
That is exactly why we are going there. It is New Year. Should we not make a man feel thought of? Nobody deserves to spend the New Year's Eve alone and lonely.
That is true. So, what do you want me to do?
There is plenty of snow around his house. We won't be able to walk there. Just shovel it while I unload some of the blessings I have for him. Let's see. Maybe a new coat and a muffler, a warm New Year dinner, and a hearty breakfast. A new pair of shoes. Those would be nice, right?
Dad just gave him his old coat.
But wouldn't he or anyone like a new one during the festive season?
Yes. I think that the gifts you have thought of would be lovely.
So Maurice shoveled the snow from in front of Joe's front door, while the little New Year offloaded the gifts and took them to Joe's house.
Are we going to ring the bell?
Oh, no. Why disturb him? We will just leave them in his living room.
So the New Year climbed in through the window and left the gifts on Joe's table. When Maurice saw him do that, Maurice felt a kind of excitement he had never felt before. Just the thought of how happy Joe would be to receive all the gifts made Maurice's heart spring with joy. It was inexplicable, but it felt so beautiful. Next, the New Year headed towards Bessie's house.
That is Bessie's house. She sews for Mother. What are we going to give her?
Bessie has been sick for a few days. A nice bunch of flowers and a chocolate on New Year's Day should make her happy. What do you say?
Yes, that would be lovely.
So the New Year once again climbed in through the window and put a bunch of the most beautiful pinks you have ever seen and an enormous chocolate by Bessie's bed. Maurice felt the same beautiful joy he had felt before, just at the thought of how happy the flowers and the chocolate will make Bessie. It was as though Maurice himself was being given the flowers and chocolate. The New Year and Maurice roamed all over town, dropping off gifts to all kinds of people. Somehow, the New Year always knew exactly what blessings to give to each person. But no matter how many gifts he gave, his cart would never get empty.
How come your cart is always full, no matter how many gifts you remove from it?
Ah, love and kindness never decrease, no matter how much you remove them. The more love and kindness you give out, the more they increase, and the more joy you feel.
Maurice! Maurice! Wake up!
What?
It is New Year's morning. Wake up, dear!
New Year's morning? Little New Year! The card of loving kindness!
What?
Happy New Year, Mother! The more loving kindness you give, the more it increases, and the more joy you feel! Thank you for waking me up, Mother. You see, I will make this new year the most joyful year ever.
Maurice got dressed, took the little money he had saved from his piggy bank, and also took a chocolate his uncle had given him and raced out of the house. He could not afford to buy a coat, but with his savings, he bought eggs and pancakes from a bakery, ran to Joe's house, and knocked.
Oh, good morning, Maurice. What brings you here? Today is my day off, you know.
I know, but I brought you something. A New Year breakfast for you. I thought you would like some eggs. And you had told me once that you like pancakes with honey and cinnamon.
Gee, I love pancakes with honey and cinnamon. Thanks. This is so thoughtful of you. It has been years since anybody ever thought of what I would like and brought me that, you know? This means so much. Thank you.
The little New Year was right. Love and kindness truly are the happiest things in the world.
Next, Maurice went to Bessie's house with the chocolate and flowers.
Hey, Maurice.
Hi, Bessie. How are you feeling? You must feel quite horrible being sick on New Year's.
Tell me about it. But it makes me feel so much better that someone would visit.
I brought you this.
That is so sweet of you, Maurice. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year, Bessie. And maybe I shall stop by later for a game of Ludo or something.
That would be great. It really is so tiresome to just lie in bed and do nothing all day. A game would really help me get better faster.
Bessie was so happy. And seeing her happy, Maurice was even happier. From then on, Maurice would extend love and kindness to all his friends, and even strangers, and my, was he the happiest boy in town.